Right now, fly fishing talk. I can't remember how this came up on the program yesterday, but we promised that once it came up, we would do fly fishing talk at 8:15. And one thing the Musers are known for is that most of the time we keep our promises.
Most.
Never let it be said that most of the time we don't keep our promises, because most of the time we do. Well, we're now going to do fly fishing talk. Do you guys remember how it came up?
I don't. I want to say it was during Muse. And
we're talking about high school fishing teams.
That's right.
And that led us into kind of fishing talk.
Yeah.
And just that we'd like to go fly fishing, but we didn't have a fly fishing story.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about whether, you know, high schools out in the in rural areas, that they had a fishing team, and whether it was... Did we talk about fly fishing versus some kind of Kid Rock fishing tournament? What were we talking about where it was, you know, the cutoff short jorts and the blue jean jorts?
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the Orvis-clad guy who's out there fly fishing.
Yeah.
But the different styles of fishing.
Yeah, you were comparing the fly fisherman to the noodler.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what
noodling.
It was.
Like the two most opposite forms of fishing.
Yeah.
The calm, classy, quiet, serene, meditative fly fishing compared to the guy in overalls just grabbing the mud looking for a catfish.
Yeah.
To shove his arm down its throat.
Coming up with a catfish over his forearm. And he's got his hand rammed down through it asking for another beer.
Screaming. And George, you said you've noodled?
No, I've never noodled, but I have fly fished. Yeah, I think it's a fascinating. It's really an art. There's a real art to it that I'm not claiming I'm very good at, but it can be relaxing. The first couple times I went was up on the Brazos, and I probably caught four trees about 20 feet behind me before I caught any fish. you don't realize how far that thing whips back behind you, but it's a lot of fun. And I've also fished off a raft in Colorado. That's a little bit different. That's more just flipping with the fly rod.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of fun, too. It's really relaxing. I love it.
That's great that you've been. Gordon, have you been?
I've never been fly fishing, no.
I haven't either.
I've practiced it with a fly fishing rod, but never actually went out to a stream and flown fish.
Didn't you get into it with, was it River Runs Through It? Was that what fascinated you with it?
Yeah, that's a great...
Yeah.
Is that a short story or a book? I have it in book form, but it may just be a long short story or novella or something like that. That guy could really write. What was his name? McLean, it seems like.
Mike Trout?
No, it wasn't Mike Trout.
It's also a great movie. And by the way, did you see that the ranch in Montana where they filmed A River Runs Through It just sold...
How much?
$136 million.
Oh, dang.
It's one of the most expensive undeveloped ranches sold in the U.S. ever. 80,000 acres. It's about 30 miles outside of Bozeman, Montana.
Dang, that's a lot of mowing.
The land spans through four counties, has seven ranch-style homes built on it for staff and caretakers of the property. And it's where they filmed the 1992 movie, A River Runs Through It, directed by Bob Redford, starring Brad Pitt. That was a great movie.
Yeah, that was
great. I loved it.
Yeah.
And yes, I think you're right, George. A lot of people fell in love with fly fishing after seeing that, having known really nothing about it, but kind of discovered the beauty of it.
And I've got a fly fishing rod. And it's the beginner's model, and it wasn't more than, I got it, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. It probably cost me 60 or 70 bucks. If you really want to get into it, you can spend all you want.
Really?
From the rod to the flies and how much money you spend on those, how many you want to get, and the waders. And then if you want to have a guide when you go, I mean, you can... It's not, I mean, you can go real basic like I have and basically look pretty hillbilly when you're doing it, or you can maybe do it the correct way, or at least do it in a classy way and spend a lot of money.
Did you wear the waterproof overalls when you went fly
fishing?
Don't call
them waterproof overalls, they're waders.
Yeah, because obviously in Colorado the water was really cold.
Right.
And then when we go around here, it's usually in January or February, and we'll stand in the Brazos and fly fish. And yeah, that water's really cold too.
What part of the Brazos? Out west of here?
Yeah, yeah, just below the dam, the south side of PK.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they Texas Parks and Wildlife, they do it in some places around here too, just like little lakes at parks, but they will stock trout throughout the winter months. And really throughout the year. I think it goes from like January to June maybe when they're stocking trout.
So I've never been fly fishing. I've always wanted to. It's one of those things I've had on my retirement get to list. And I had a vacation, this is 10 years ago, in Montana. I went to Big Sky during the summer. I was there for about 4 or 5 days, and one of my goals was to fly fish. And so I went to a local fly fishing store to ask about, you know, do they take you out, lessons, what did they have to offer? And I think their lessons were booked that week. But the guy said, this is a good idea if you've never been. This is a practice fly fishing rod. You should buy this and just, you know, go out in your backyard and you can practice casting. So I said, okay, so I bought it. So I have, and I brought it this morning, I have my fly fishing practice rod.
Okay, so it does exist.
It does exist. Now, this is really funny. I was cracking myself up yesterday as I was going all around the house trying to find this. I haven't laid eyes on it in 10 years. And I couldn't find it.
So you haven't been practicing?
No.
Oh, I can tell you he hadn't been practicing. Because he had to ask for a knife to open the thing up to break the seal on it.
Yes. I'd never taken it out. So, but this is what was making me laugh yesterday is I spent 45 minutes trying to find it. And I thought, I can't believe this. I'm going to have to go into work tomorrow. And I'm not going to be able to back up the sparest claim that I've ever made that I had a practice fly fishing rod, not even a real one, just a practice one.
Yeah, it's really not that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal, and I can't even back that up. But thankfully, I found it. And so here it is. What do you think? Now, see, here's the deal.
How long? It looks pretty short.
Yeah, what is that, like a kid? That's like a SpongeBob fly reel.
Sir, it's a Reddington Form practice rod. Mark that, Jer.
That is way too short.
Yeah, most fly rods are a lot longer than that, but I guess you can get the sensation with this.
Look at the fly on the end.
Okay, is that a...
It's a piece of sponge.
Is that a cloth or is it a sponge? Okay.
Yeah.
Here, maybe I can cast it to you, George, and you can...
Let's see his technique.
Okay,
a
little bit.
He's not even letting it out properly. You got to let out the line properly.
This is the first time I've ever tried.
Oh, gosh.
Can you cut me a little slack?
About as much slack as you got there. Jeez, man, come on.
No, that's not too bad. He went 10-2.
That is pretty bad.
See, it's all in the wrists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you guys practice with this if you want.
No, that's okay. All right, George is now... He's here, never going to put on that headset again that he just took off.
Here.
Talk loudly, George.
Okay. This is a very short... It's a very short rod.
Here's George trying it. What's happening there?
Well, I'm trying to get this... He's got a rat's
nest. Why am I off?
Yeah, I got a rat's nest. He kind of looks like he knows what he's doing.
I don't think so. Remember that time?
He doesn't have the... I guess it is a little narrow at the end.
You can pull your mic around there, George.
Right.
It's swiveled.
Right.
Okay, stand by. All right, so you want to let out a little line here.
There you go.
I'm just going to get hung in. Golly, why does this thing keep coming up like
that? Boy, George,
keep in mind, this is a practice
rod. George has horrible form.
Okay, this is indoors.
Yeah.
Indoors
with 8-foot ceilings is perfect.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, no.
You gotta let it out.
He threw it, and it went back behind him, landed back behind him.
Hey, George, it's all in the wrists.
Toss it out there in the stream.
Right.
Look at him.
Hey, that was good.
Oh, gosh.
Hopefully, by now, you're going to catch the trout.
Uh-huh.
Get him set the hook.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can hit Gordo's head.
Hey, that was a good cast.
On his laptop.
No, barely. Barely.
Hey, let me give you a tip.
George is about 20 feet away from me.
Let me give you a tip. It's all in the wrist.
Yep. You've already said that part. Not really.
Hey, that was pretty good. He's our only experienced fly fisherman on the show.
I would have caught three by now.
Yay!
What do you think of that practice, Rod?
So, George, tell us a little bit about your experience in putting on that display for us. Well, how did you feel?
I think we just heard it.
Kind of recount
that
it
that is
for
pretty
us.
Close, except it's... I don't know about that little sponge at the end, if that's really...
Should be heavier?
No, I guess if that's
they're
the
light.
Fly fisherman that
light.
Knows what he's talking about says that's what you use. Once I started casting, it did feel like I had my fly fishing rod. So,
do you think that was worth the $500 I paid for it?
You paid $500
for that? No way you paid more than $20 for
it. I was going to say, I think it was like $30.
What is it called again?
The Reddington Practice Fly Fishing Rod.
Form? When it called form, the form
yeah,
or something?
It's the form model.
The one thing you do have to do is make sure you relax. Like when I first went out, I just wanted to be Brad Pitt on the first one. And I was like, and that's where I started catching the trees behind me.
Right.
You just need to relax a little bit. Especially if you're by a stream, like when we fish up in the Brazos, the water's actually moving. So you really don't have to do that much. The current will take it down, and then you can just turn it over, and you can, you know, maybe just do one cast, put it upstream, and just let it float down. And that's the part that's so relaxing about it, because hopefully you're at a great landscape like Colorado or the Brazos here, and it really does. If you just let yourself go, and even if you don't catch anything, it really is relaxing.
Is the beauty of it, I guess, threefold? One, the setting.
Yeah.
Two, that you don't have the noise of the reel. And three, that when you do catch a fish, you are bringing it in with your bare hands and not a reel.
Yeah.
And
there's something really cool about
very
that.
Very tangible. You can feel hauling in your prey.
And I've never caught a trout bigger than, I don't know, a half pound. I've never caught a big trout with one. I would imagine that would be a great experience.
Yeah. Or I think it would be too.
Or if you went way up the Northwest and caught a salmon with one, that would just be awesome. I have used it. You don't have to just go trout fishing with it. I've also used it off a dock and caught bass.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can catch just about anything on them. They see that fly there and it looks pretty enticing.
It does seem very therapeutic, quiet. You're just hearing nature and you're standing out in the middle of it. That's another thing I know you did from a dock or can from a boat or something, but standing in the middle of the river sounds great.
Yeah, and I would go with
the river knocks you down and takes you.
Yeah, don't get into too fast of water, but I would suggest going with a guide to show you, and just just some inside tips, and that will make it a lot better than just going off of YouTube and going out and trying it yourself, or go with someone who's good at it. Not me, I'm not very good at it, but that would be fun. I do know a guy who guides. We could do that sometime.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. What's his
fishing?
Name? It's not
Neil?
That spare that took us out before, right? What? Who listens to us all the time?
Captain Rex.
Captain Rex.
Rex is not a spare, sir. He's probably listening right now.
He took us out in an underpowered boat.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. No, it's not Rex.
That boat was not Pacific Ocean worthy.
No, it's Jay's son, Neil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a fly fisherman.
Jason Neal?
Okay.
No,
Jay's son. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So Neil could take us out and show us a few tricks.
Like a lot of outdoor activities, fly fishing grew during the pandemic. The percentage of the U.S. population that fly fishes is now almost 3%, about 8 million people, according to outdoorindustry.com.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but I bet they did get a lot of new fishermen last year.
You know who they say was a great fly fisherman? Maybe even better than he was a baseball player?
I was going to guess a baseball player. I don't know who.
Ted Williams.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was big into that. He had a whole line of outdoor products, Ted Williams did. But
oh, did
he?
They
were sold at Sears. You could buy the Ted Williams fly fishing rod.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
His friend says a good fly fisherman with a decent salmon rod should be able to cast 50 to 60 feet. But Ted Williams, when they went fishing, his average cast was 85 to 95 feet.
Wrist?
Yeah.
It's all in the wrist.
He said it was wrist and that Ted was 6'3", that helped. The taller, the better.
That's
his,
me too.
His friend said, I'm 5'9", so I could wade out in the water and I'd be up to my chest. But Ted would have the water up to his waist, so he could go further in the river and his cast would be longer and cover a lot of water.
Were you semi-impressed that I hit Gordo's laptop like 4 out of 5 times?
Not semi, very impressed.
Thank you very much.
Good casting.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the first time you'd ever handled the Reddington form.
No, I think you should use that thing. Watch a video and then go out and use that in your backyard, and you will get the feel of how to do it.
Okay,
and
I will.
And it'll make you at least functional when you go out for the first time.
It's official. The Musers are now into fly fishing.
Fly fishermen.
All right, 8:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, we're going to visit with a doctor, right? A very famous doctor that we've had on the show before, Dr. Vaginissimus.